Objective. The present study aimed to compare the effectiveness of short-term psychodynamic psychotherapy, SDPP, and acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, on communication patterns among women involved in extramarital relationships. Methods and materials. This quasi-experimental study employed a three-group design with pretest, post-test, and two-month follow-up assessments. The statistical population consisted of married women with a history of extramarital relationships who attended counseling centers affiliated with the Tehran Welfare Organization and the Iranian Psychological Association in 2026. 45 participants were selected through volunteer sampling and randomly assigned to three groups. SDPPN equals 15, ACTN equals 15, and a control group, N equals 15. The intervention groups received 8 weekly individual therapy sessions, while the control group received no structured intervention. Data were collected using the Communication Patterns Questionnaire, CPQ, and analyzed using descriptive statistics, Kruskal-Wallis tests, repeated measures ANCOVA, Welch tests, and Bonferroni post-hoc comparisons in SBSS-27. Findings: no significant differences were observed among the groups at baseline for mutual constructive communication, demand withdrawal communication, or mutual avoidance communication. P0.05. Repeated measures ANCOVA demonstrated significant time-times group interactions for mutual constructive communication. F equals 4.379. P equals 0.02, eta squared equals 0.196, and demand withdraw communication. F equals 12.842, P 0.001, eta squared equals 0.416. Indicating superior improvement in the intervention groups compared with the control group. Significant between group effects were also observed for mutual constructive communication. F equals 20.373. P 0.001, eta squared equals 0.531, demand withdraw communication, F equals 136.48, P 0.001, eta squared equals 0.883, and mutual avoidance communication, F equals 101.13. P 0.001, eta squared equals 0.849. Bonferroni analyses revealed that SDPP produced significantly greater improvements at follow-up in constructive communication and reductions in demand withdrawal patterns, whereas ACT showed the lowest levels of mutual avoidance communication. Conclusion. Both SDPP and ACT were effective interventions for improving communication patterns among women involved in extramarital relationships. However, SDPP demonstrated stronger and more durable effects on enhancing constructive communication and reducing demand-withdrawal interactions, while ACT was particularly effective in reducing communication avoidance. These findings support the clinical utility of both approaches for addressing communication difficulties and promoting healthier marital interactions in women experiencing relational distress associated with extramarital involvement.